filling your prescription for freedom and giving you a voice every week. This is Armed American Radio, coming to you from the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Now, here's Mark Walters.
In the Crossbreed Holster Studios. How you doing today, huh? I hope having a huge Memorial Day weekend, and remember why we're able to be here and talk together. Yep. About the things we talk about, that being the right to keep and bear arms, among other things. Giving out Bonehead of the Week awards to idiots. We can do that because of the sacrifices of those who literally have given all so that we can do that. Now, I want you to have a great time barbecuing this weekend. I am out at the lake, down at the beach, whatever it is you're doing. But you have to remember why we're able to do that. We've got a number of emails today to cover with some of us. Some of them remind us. I was sent a song. Sean, how you doing today?
I do very well. How about you?
Good. I'm doing good. What's so funny down there in Dallas? Am I missing something?
Well, you know, I've got my better half in the studio with me, so I'm taking pictures of her with her headphones on, and she made this funny face.
So. It's not hard to do with headphones on. You know, there's a couple photos of me out there. They make you look kind of goofy, you know?
No, she
went. I remember seeing one of Sean Hannity one time with his on. They put me on the cover of a magazine with him on one time. Like, really?
Well, that's kind
of
cool.
You look like some kind of Martian. I've got a great picture of Rob Pincus.
Oh, do
with
you?
A set of headphones on, big silver headphones on.
That's funny.
That come out, and then, you know, like in three tiers, and it looks like if he turned his head either way, he'd knock something over, you know?
That's funny.
Hey, happy Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah, happy Memorial Day weekend to you.
I got a couple emails. You know, the Armed American Radio Facebook page had the happy Memorial Day weekend up there, you mm-hmm. know, and I got a couple emails, and Memorial Day is not a time to be happy. I will remember why we are here today, but I will not be happy. Let me tell you something. You can be happy. You can celebrate your freedoms because of those who have sacrificed. You can still be happy.
You just don't want to play the song.
What song?
Because I'm happy.
Well, you can still enjoy Memorial Day weekend.
Yes.
Okay, that's where we're going with that. You can still enjoy your Memorial Day weekend. And you do so by remembering those who paid the ultimate price so that you can do that. It's just the White House tweeted out happy Memorial Day weekend with a picture of the bonehead in chief eating ice cream. Man, really? Okay. It's all about him all the time. Somber week indeed. The killing of the officer in Omaha, Nebraska. Listeners in Omaha, our hearts bleed for you. We were talking about you a lot during the Armed American Radio's Daily Defense program this week, and we will do so again today. That is a story that, as I said last week, I think twice, I just can't shake that. I'm having a tough time with that one. It's always awful when a police officer is killed on the line of duty, but when police shootings are in the news now because the media is latching on and making it news, ginning up trouble, which is what the media does. And we see this horrible story come out of Omaha, Nebraska. I'm talking about Officer Carrie Orozco working her last shift, her last shift, before she began her maternity leave.
Unbelievable.
Her daughter, Olivia Ruth, to come home from neonatal intensive care, the NICU, that next day, that next morning. The story is terrible, and the more you read into it, the worse it gets. Those of you who heard me discussing it during the daytime program, please bear with me. But it is an awful tale of what's coming out of Omaha, Nebraska. And the more you read it, the worse it gets. A Marcus D. Wheeler, this guy's a dead scumbag. Omaha is a much safer place. Omaha, you're much, much safer now with this FCC. I have to be careful. With this loser where he belongs, underground. I don't know how else to phrase it. But the details where she was shot just an inch above her vest. Just an inch lower, and she may very well have lived. Maybe nothing more than a bruise. As it stands, she was shot in the chest. The round exited her back, and of course she passed away and under just an awful, terrible thing. So our hearts are with you, Omaha, Nebraska, have been all week. This is just a story. I just have a difficult time shaking this one. I was also reminded by a listener. I had the story printed. Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. Probably didn't hear about this one either. Well, you heard about Omaha. Not as much as you should have heard about it. Boy, I'll tell you what, if it'd been the other way around, that's all you'd be hearing, Cleveland. Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. A police sergeant by the name of Greg Moore, he was shot on my birthday, which was May 5th, Cinco de Mayo. And he died at 5:50 p.m. on May 5th at Kootenai Health in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. He was shot about 1:30 in the morning after checking on a suspicious person in a neighborhood. They arrested him, the guy who killed this officer. He was 26-year-old. After a car chase that reached speeds of over 100.25 miles an hour, police dog had to drag the loser out, the thug, from a hiding place. He was underneath a tractor trailer, I guess. Guy's name is Jonathan Renfro. And because the other side always wants to make this, the other side, being the race baiters in America, always need to make it about race when it's not about race, this thug, Jonathan Renfro, is white. The police officer was white. None of that should matter. But they sure pointed out when it was an unarmed black man who had just knocked off a liquor store and was in the process of breaking the law when he was stopped by the officer. But this guy's been charged, obviously, with murder and theft of a police vehicle. He shot the cop and stole his gun and took off in the police cruiser. You know the story. You know how it goes. It's just awful. You hear about it, and you put these down with Memorial Day as well. And you remember the sacrifices that not just those in military uniform who volunteer to put themselves in harm's way so that we can have this conversation today, but also the thousands and thousands of police officers, the great civil servants across the country who do an amazing job. I know a bunch of them. And today, now with the media all over them, they're just in a no-win situation. It's an impossible situation. They're doing a job right now that I would have a tough time doing right now. I don't know that I'd want to do that job right now. Last report on the officer from Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, the radio message was he was just checking out a suspicious person in a neighborhood, and there was no further contact from him. Nope, that's because he was killed. He was killed by a thug who is alive on a couple million-dollar bail. Will never get out, hopefully. But, oh, get this. Hey, you know, he had a long list of violations. Yes, he was a felon. You know, another one of your typical beauties. How come nobody's supporting him? Prince going to write a song about him, too? Prince going to write a song about Marcus Wheeler, the thug, with a rap sheet as long as my leg, who killed Carrie Orozco the day before she was supposed to spend the rest of her life with her beautiful daughter? How about it, Prince? You donating to her fund? I did. OmahaPoliceFoundation.org. You can too. You going to sing a song about that, Prince? You going to sing a song about Kerry Roscoe? You going to show up and hold a rally? Where are you, Sharpton? Where are you, Jackson? I don't see anybody coming there to hold rallies on behalf of Kerry Roscoe. How come you're not defending Marcus Wheeler? Who's such a good boy, right? Long list of excuses of how he got where he got. No. He got where he got because he was a waste, and he got what he got. Because he deserved it, and he brought it on himself, and he earned it. Dead. We'll be back.
Way too often we hear stories of law-abiding gun owners being labeled as vigilantes and the violent thugs being painted as sweet, harmless kids. Here's the thing. If you own a firearm and are forced to use it to protect your loved ones, your toughest battle might very well happen afterwards in the courtroom. You need to know your rights and understand exactly what happens after the smoke clears. And that's the reason the United States Concealed Carry Association exists. So if you go to defendfamilynow.com right now, you can download our groundbreaking guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense that will help you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy court, and home with your family when you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. This guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life one day. Simply visit DefendFamilyNow.com to download your 100% free guide. Again, that's DefendFamilyNow.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Emerson Knives is the first company completely dedicated to producing knives for self-defense, law enforcement, and military applications. The Emerson CQC-7 is the most influential tactical folder of all time. Carried in places not found on any roadmap, the CQC-7 should be carried whether you're at a movie with your family or kicking in doors in Iraq. The CQC-7 is on duty with the select few who have known the chaos of conflict. For your own CQC-7, visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
The Magnum Research Baby Desert Eagle family of handguns. Excellent handgun protection with plenty of firepower. With a crisp double-action, single-action trigger pull. And available in 9mm, 40 Smith & Wesson, and 45 ACP. The Baby Desert Eagle handgun line comes in several barrel lengths. And your pick of steel or polymer frame. All models come with slide-mounted decocking safety, upgraded fixed combat sights, and several models feature tactical rails. Visit MagnumResearch.com or your local dealer today.
The Super Tuck by Crossbreed Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holster available on the market today. Is it any wonder why it's the most copied design on the planet? Used by law enforcement and civilians around the world, the Super Tuck by Crossbreed is adjustable for ride depth and cant. Often imitated, but never duplicated, the Super Tuck holster is available for a wide variety of popular carry guns. For more information and to order your Super Tuck, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Carrying spare magazines is always a great idea. The Crossbreed holster outside the waistband mag carrier is the most comfortable OWB rig on the market today. The Crossbreed mag carrier provides great retention and a high ride, enabling total concealment and immediate access under only a light cover garment. Available for single or dual magazines, these incredibly comfortable magazine carriers may just save your life one day. Crossbreed holsters, often imitated but never duplicated. To order your Crossbreed mag carrier, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hey, what's up? It's AAR Shanto here. Every day you hear the passion that we have for freedoms here in America. I also have other passions, and every week you can check out what that passion is. I've started a new web series. Yes, believe it or not, with all the other things that I have going on, I went and did it. I started a web series, and I think you're going to like it. If you want to see one of my hobbies, all you got to do is check out irfnews.com. That's irfnews.com.
This upcoming segment of AAR is sponsored by the USCCA Education and Training Department. For your own toolkit or to become a certified instructor, visit teachuscca.com. That's teachuscca.com.
Welcome back to the Crossbreed Holster Studios. I am Mark Walters, and we are giving away a Crossbreed Holsters Shooters Pack in the next hour, baby. Let's see how many of you have been participating in that. That giveaway draws thousands of you. Crossbreed Holsters, the product is simply the best, and I believe Trent Cooper will be here from Crossbreed to give that product away. Let's see what we got here. Oh, tens of thousands of you, 52,000 of you so far. What it is it's a shooter's pack, an outside-the-waistband Crossbreed holster for the weapon of your choice, a dual magazine outside-the-waistband carrier, and a custom-made Crossbreed leather gun belt. Facebook.com/Armed American Radio. You'll see the post in the picture right there. Just go to it, like it, and share the post. Off you go. Your name's in the running, and you might be the winner. Recap from last week. In the event that you're not listening to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, you should be. Show airs every day, Monday through Friday, 4 to 5 p.m. Eastern, 1 to 2 Pacific. Check the website for the stations. And there are more adding. It's difficult to keep up. We'll wait. We get reports at the end of every month. But there are new stations adding. With today's technology, all you have to do is go to armedamericanradio.com, armedamericanradio.com, and click Listen Live. And you can listen to the show on whatever device you have in your pocket from anywhere in North America or around the world, wherever you happen to be. You can get your daily dose, fill your prescription for freedom. Hey, you know, speaking of fill your prescription, I had a doctor's appointment earlier this week. Well, actually, Friday. I had to go in and just to go, you know how it is. The doc wants a copay, right? We hadn't seen you in about a year. First thing the doctor says when he walks in, he goes, "How you doing? Check out what I finally got it. He reaches in his wallet and shows me his concealed carry permit. Now, that's great. So we sit there for the first 20 minutes and we talk about what kind of gun he's carrying, what kind of holster he's using. He asked for my recommendations. I'll let you guess what my recommendation was for him. What, Crossbreed? Yeah, what, you think? Yeah, it could have been. It absolutely was. Of course it was.
I'm finna say.
Yeah. And then, you know, that's always a fun thing. And then he says, "Oh, by the way, your blood work looks great. Well, let's get you in 6 months for a physical." I said, "Okay, have a great day." So we talked about firearms and concealed carry, and that's just... That's a great doctor's appointment. Can you have that conversation with your doctor? If not, why not? I guess I'm lucky. My doctor knows what I do for a living, and he likes his guns, and he values his freedoms. He's not like those doctors that want to take away your right to keep and bear arms. See, my doc asked me if I have any guns in the house. He wants to know what kind and how much they are. That's a fun doctor to have. Take a listen to this. Every Town for Gun Safety Training. I got a ton of email this week. "Mark, urgent assistance needed. I desperately would like to become a certified instructor with Every Town for Gun Safety. Can someone please direct me to where I can take one of their safety classes, what the safety curriculum is, and how many hours of gun safety is required to become an Every Town for Gun Safety certified instructor? Is there range time associated with the gun safety? How many rounds of ammunition are typically fired during an Every Town for Gun Safety class? I'm assuming that once I'm credentialed Every Town for Gun Safety instructor, that I can then provide legislators with all the vast knowledge I've gleaned from the courses on gun safety taught by Every Town for Gun Safety. Is there a certificate suitable for framing after completion of the gun safety instructor course given by Every Town for Gun Safety? I'm so confused. I've searched their website far and wide, emailed them, and even tried to post my question on their Facebook page, but my questions mysteriously disappear. Can anyone help? Fräulein Shannon Watts? Comrade Erica Soto Lamb? His Honor Bloomberg? Anyone? Anyone?" That's from Mark Levy in Kingwood, New Jersey. Mark, that was a great email. Thank you. I enjoy getting emails like that. It's always fun. It riles me up. the week recap last week. Of course, we talked about the terrible shooting of the officer in Omaha, Nebraska. We recapped with Jennifer Cruz. Jennifer Cruz's DG uses on the daytime show. That's defensive gun uses for those of you who might not know what DGU stands for. And it just rhymes with her name. Jennifer Cruz's DG uses. Every week, kind of unfolding on Fridays, we do those. And we go over these emails. We get tons and tons and tons of these emails. And I didn't have enough time to cover them all.
Mm.
And that one right there stood out, Sean. That was fun.
Yes.
That was kind of, you know, this is a guy, Mark gets it. And Mark, by the way, Kingwood, New Jersey, will be talking with the head of the New Jersey Second Amendment group.
We need to talk
later
to Chris
on in
Christie.
This program. Chris Christie's a waste. We're going to talk about Chris Christie.
Come on now, Chris Christie's your dog.
Chris Christie's a waste. Chris Christie is a rhino in rhino clothing.
Did you hear what he said about the NSA?
I wasn't paying attention.
He likes the wiretapping deal.
I'm sure he does. I'm sure he does. I also got an email from a Robert Barron from Houston, Texas. This email is going to require some time, but he details two attempted carjacking incidents against him.
Wow.
In his lifetime, and they are, as you would expect, harrowing experiences. I know those firsthand experience. You can read about it in my first book.
I had someone
chapter one, Lessons from Armed America, Sean.
I had someone try to hijack me one time, carjack me.
Yeah. Robert Barron tells us about his, you know, in here, and it's they are definitely harrowing experiences. When I get to that, when I have the time, I will get to that email. It's quite astonishing. Speaking of which, how much time do we have left in this segment, Sean?
Got a little over 2 minutes and 22 seconds.
Okay, that's not enough time to play the spot I want to play. George the Mad Ogre Hill will be here in the next segment. We'll play the clip for you. One of the most priceless, and I ran this on the daytime show last week, but it's priceless. And believe me, if you haven't heard it, you're gonna love it. It's WSB Channel 2 Atlanta News. Maybe you heard the story, maybe you didn't, but a 61 boneheaded thug, white guy, thug applies across all colors, tries to carjack a guy, black guy, at a Dollar General parking lot. It didn't quite turn out the way the 61-year-old idiot wanted it to turn out. I think he wanted to take off in a car, which is stupid in and of itself because it's now a stolen car. Now, you know, how can you wrap your head around what a 61-year-old boneheaded criminal is thinking? How can you do that? It's impossible to do. But it didn't work out quite the way he wanted, and the entire thing was caught on video. Because, you see, when he opened up the door and told the driver, "You know what this is," the driver turned the table, pulled his own gun on him and said, yeah, I do," and held him at gunpoint until the cops got there. And all of the audio was caught on tape. And we'll play it for you right after this. When we come back here on the Armed American Radio Network, I'm Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom. Don't go away.
Even in a clear-cut case of self-defense, a single bullet could cost you more than you think. As a responsible American, you shouldn't have to fear unjust prosecution for using your gun in self-defense. That's why the USCCA Self-Defense Shield is here for you. The most comprehensive insurance-backed protection to help you take control and eliminate the threat of legal and financial ruin when you're forced to defend your loved ones. As a USCCA member, your Self-Defense Shield coverage will give you up to $600,000 to help you get the expert defense you deserve. This member benefit is backed by an A-rated insurance company. Your membership also includes a subscription to Concealed Carry Magazine, all for as little as $12 per month. Your membership is 100% risk-free thanks to our bulletproof 365-day money-back guarantee. Visit carry123.com to learn more and get a free 24-page concealed carry guide. Visit carry123.com and take control today. That's carry123.com.
Way too often we hear stories of law-abiding gun owners being labeled as vigilantes and the violent thugs being painted as sweet, harmless kids. Here's the thing. If you own a firearm and are forced to use it to protect your loved ones, your toughest battle might very well happen afterwards in the courtroom. You need to know your rights and understand exactly what happens after the smoke clears. And that's the reason the United States Concealed Carry Association exists. So if you go to defendfamilynow.com right now, you can download our groundbreaking guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense that will help you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy court, and home with your family when you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. This guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life one day. Simply visit defendfamilynow.com to download your 100% free guide. Again, that's defendfamilynow.com.
Hi everybody, Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
Way too often we hear stories of law-abiding gun owners being labeled as vigilantes and the violent thugs being painted as sweet, harmless kids. Here's the thing. If you own a firearm and are forced to use it to protect your loved ones, your toughest battle might very well happen afterwards in the courtroom. You need to know your rights and understand exactly what happens after the smoke clears. And that's the reason the United States Concealed Carry Association exists. So if you go to defendfamilynow.com right now, you can download our groundbreaking guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense that will help you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy court, and home with your family when you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. This guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life one day. Simply visit defendfamilynow.com to download your 100% free guide. Again, that's defendfamilynow.com.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is proudly being sponsored by the Second Amendment Foundation. Join them, won't you, at saf.org.
Welcome back to the program. Second Amendment Foundation, great organization. They are represented here on this program on a regular basis with the founder and the executive director of that organization, or the executive VP of that organization, and the founder, just call him the founder, and that's the great Alan Gottlieb, who, yet again, his organization funded and pulled off another huge victory for gun owners. Real victories, not AstroTurf, oh yay, we got on the ballot initiative in Nevada, not a phony victory. Real victories where judges say, no, you can't do that. I'm referring to the injunction that again slapped Washington, D.C., chief of police, an avid gun hater, enemy of your freedoms, Kathy Lanier, who takes your money in Washington for your gun permits, for your concealed carry permits, and then squashes any hope you have of achieving said permit in D.C. because you haven't satisfied Queen Lanier's reasons for wanting a fundamental right granted to you by her. It's just unbelievable.
Really?
But the court has taken it. See, they do this from time to time. They roll up the Constitution. That's what Judge Scullin did for like the second time, and just whoosh, smacked her up the head with it and said, you see, this is the Constitution. That man doesn't need to prove to you why he wants to exercise a fundamental right. It's none of your business. That's what a fundamental right is. He doesn't need your permission to determine, or he doesn't need to ask for your permission to read a book or to speak his mind or to worship whatever God he or she chooses. And he doesn't need your permission and doesn't need to fulfill the good reason clause that you've created to exercise his right, his fundamental civil right to carry a firearm for his own personal protection. But these are real victories that the Second Amendment Foundation produces, not these dopey Facebook pages created by liars and losers, funded by Bloomberg, these control freaks and gun haters and freedom haters who are trying to take away your rights. These are real victories, and you can help them out, too, at saf.org, saf.org. George Hill, the Mad Ogre, joins me right now. George, how you doing?
Magical. It's a pleasure and a privilege, as always.
I love hearing that from you. It's very soothing. It's almost kind of like my wife saying, honey, do you want a back rub?
Oh,
it just relaxes me.
I don't know where to go with that.
Exactly. I don't know. That's too much right there, dog. You need to let that one go.
Now, is it a back rub a dry rub? Or?
No, now we're
digging in the weeds with
well,
that.
Well, now we're going to grilling while armed. I'll take the dry rub as grilling while armed. We are going to talk about grilling while armed here in just a moment because it is Memorial Day weekend. And there are a lot of folks who think this, that you know, they have to pull their grill out now, that they can't pull it out before Memorial Day weekend. Boy, are they wrong. But we're going to give you some recipes. We're going to give you a recipe, and then George is going to pair it up with a great firearm. So, but all kidding aside, I guess I'm going to try to – let me try to dig out of that hole. What I'm referring to is hearing you say that is just comforting. It reminds me of what a great friend you are to this program, George, okay?
Thank you.
Did I get out of the weeds? Okay.
No, just let it go. Let it go.
It's just fun. Let's get on to barbecue.
Hey, Sean, you should be singing that. Let it go. Let it go. Let it go. All right. Hey, George, I don't even know where – I've got so much to cover here that it's insane. Yeah. First thing I want to do, let me play the video, audio. See, it's the video. Let me. I have to set this up for you. This is too priceless. I have to play Theater of the Mind for you. This was an individual who was in. He was in his car at the Dollar General, and when he turns off his car, the car doors automatically unlock. Probably happens to you, right?
Mm-hmm.
Soon as his car doors unlocked, a 61-year-old bonehead jumped in the passenger car or passenger side of his car and said, "You know what this is?" At which point the driver pulled a firearm, pointed it at the dope, and said, "Yeah, I do. Do you know what this is?" Basically, get out of the car. The guy says, "Oh, just let me go. And he says, no, that's, you can't. There's no letting you go now." And he held him on the ground at gunpoint. So I want you to picture this while you're hearing this audio of the man standing at the front of his car to his left, facing the rear of his car, with 61-year-old dopehead tweaker loser boy face down on the ground at gunpoint, and the whole thing caught on a camera phone. And you're going to hear the audio, and it is absolutely priceless. Sean, go ahead and play it.
It's supposed to play.
Let's go ahead and do that again. Sean, go ahead and play it.
Yeah, I'm letting it buffer.
You see, George, he didn't have that ready.
Oh, I have it ready. It's just...
It ain't killed me. My mojo.
No, it ain't me. It's your piece that you sent me.
It's already been played. Don't blame it on the fact that you don't have a cue. I love this. Oh, Angry Mark is coming out.
Yeah, we're going to have to do this again because it's just locked up on me.
Okay, well, you unlock
that's the magic of live radio.
Yeah,
that's
you know
the
what that's
live
like.
Radio. We've seen
George, you know what that's like? That's like every time you make a phone call and say, "Hey, why did this happen?" They say, "Well, I don't know. Our systems are down." It's always the systems are down. But that's okay.
It's the man.
Isn't that a techno rave song? The system is down.
I don't know. George, let's give
it. All right, I got it.
All right, you got it? Let's go ahead and run it. We have some time. Go ahead.
New at 11. 11, a local man got out his gun and turned the tables on a would-be carjacker, and a witness caught it on camera.
You went to bed and woke up stupid this morning, huh?
Only Channel 2 Action News obtained this video. You see the car's owner there holding the suspect at gunpoint until Atlanta police arrived. Channel 2's Rachel Stockman is live in Northwest Atlanta tonight. And Rachel, the car owner says he would do it all again if he had to.
He certainly did say this. And this man says he was just pulling up to the Family Dollar. He had just put his car in park, which causes the lock to automatically unlock. That's when he says this man just slipped right into the passenger seat.
You weren't trying to rob me. You just getting random people's cars, huh?
No, I thought you were my friend.
You thought I was your friend. You thought I was your friend, so you woke up stupid this morning.
At gunpoint, Hashim Fannin kept the suspect face down at the Family Dollar on Marietta Boulevard in Northwest Atlanta.
Just stay on the ground, wait for the police.
It started when Fannin pulled into the parking lot earlier this month.
And so my car automatically unlocks its doors when you first put it in park. The guy walks over and he just kind of hops into the car.
Fannin says the suspect told him, quote, you know what this is.
Asked him to get out the car. Probably not in those exact words.
No, there's no leaving. You know, leaving was before you hopped in my car.
Fannin held the man, 61-year-old Edgar Horn, like that for several minutes.
You made a mistake. You got in my car. Yeah, you're right. That is a mistake.
As Atlanta police arrive, you can see Fannin wave them over and quickly put his gun down.
Thank you, officer.
One officer even shook Fannin's hand before they put the suspect in handcuffs.
I look at it like this. Hey, that's one less guy I've got to worry about bothering my mom when she's out grocery shopping.
All right. That's just, wow. It's George, I've got 25 seconds before I go to a break. Go ahead.
You know, look at it this way. This guy lawfully used a gun to defend himself and his property. Nobody got hurt, and a bad guy was apprehended. This is a win for everybody. Thank goodness
on that note,
he was armed.
On that note, we'll take it into the break. When we come back, was it a win? Yeah, the guy's no doubt going to get out again. All right, it's unfortunate, but he's off the streets today. Thank God. And to see the video and see the cop walk up and shake the victim's hand, the whole thing is just priceless. Why would you ever leave your cave without your club? Armed American Radio continues.
Emerson Knives is the first company completely dedicated to producing knives for self-defense, law enforcement, and military applications. The Emerson CQC-7 is the most influential tactical folder of all time. Carried in places not found on any roadmap, the CQC-7 should be carried whether you're at a movie with your family or kicking in doors in Iraq. The CQC-7 is on duty with the select few who have known the chaos of conflict. For your own CQC-7, visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
Beginning this year, Magnum Research Incorporated, a car arms-owned company, is proud to bring the Baby Desert Eagle 2 back to the U.S. market. The Baby Desert Eagle 2 offers a double-action, single-action trigger and plenty of firepower. Available in 9mm, 40 S&W, and 45 ACP, several barrel lengths, and either steel or polymer frame, the Baby Desert Eagle 2 is an exceptional handgun value. For more information, visit MagnumResearch.com today. That's MagnumResearch.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
One of the few guns that fits comfortably in your pocket, the North American Arms Guardian 32 ACP is the perfect combination of small size, high quality, and great stopping power. Convenient, reliable, and very effective. North American Arms stands behind the Guardian 32 ACP with a lifetime warranty. With standard capacity of 6+1 rounds in a pistol less than 4 inches in length, the Guardian ACP ships with 2 magazines and offers an optional 10-round capacity extended magazine. For more information, visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Small, fast, and reliable. Introducing the new CCP, the ultimate 9mm concealed carry pistol from Walther. The CCP's innovative soft coil gas technology softens recoil and allows easy slide manipulation for greater control and accuracy. The small size, ergonomic grips, and lightweight make the Walther CCP both easy to shoot and comfortable to carry. The Walther CCP. Learn more at WaltherArms.com.
The Ruger American Rifle, an American legend is born. The Ruger American Rifle is a 100% American-made firearm that offers outstanding performance at a great price. It features power bedding integral bedding blocks for outstanding accuracy, a Ruger Marksman adjustable trigger for a crisp, user-adjustable 3- to 5-pound trigger pull, a flush-fit 4-round rotary magazine for smooth, reliable feeding, and a short 70-degree bolt throw for ample scope clearance and fast follow-up shots. Help Ruger raise $1 million for the NRA. Visit Ruger.com/million to learn more.
As Americans, you have the right to bear arms. You also have the right to have and cook great food. Hey, what's up? This is AAR Shanto, and I just launched a great cooking guide. It's called Try This Dish. Why not spice up your dinner? All you got to do is go to IRFnews.com. It's chock full of recipes, DIY kitchen tips, everything that's got to do with cooking. That's Try This Dish at IRFnews.com. Give it a try today.
For more information and to join the conversation, please visit Armed American Radio on Facebook and armedamericanradio.com. And now, from the Crossbreed Holster Studios, here is Mark Walters.
Holster Studios, I am Mark Walters. I want you to head over to USCCA On Air. USCCA On Air. Our great sponsor, United States Concealed Carry Association, has that URL locked up. Support of this program, USCCA On Air. You could be one of 4 lucky grand prize winners. You have 5 days left. 5 days left. 5 days, 3 hours, 11 minutes, and 15 seconds from right now. You could be one of 4 lucky grand prize winners when you activate your USCCA membership today. $1,000 to purchase the gun of your choice. This is a grand prize, and there will be 4 of you. $1,000 to purchase the gun of your choice. That could buy 2 or 3 guns, actually. $1,000 to purchase the ammo of your choice. That's a lot of ammo. Bushnell Instant Replay Video Binoculars, Simmons Night Vision Camera, 5.11 Range Ready Bag, SOG Recon Bowie Knife. 20 runners-up will receive Simmons Night Vision Camera and a SOG Recon Bowie Knife as well. Plus, everyone who activates a Gold or Platinum membership gets the patch, the keychain, the lapel pin, the decal, the stickers, the T-shirts, and everything else. USCCA On Air. Head over and support the organization that helps make this program possible. George Hill, the Mad Ogre, welcome back to the program. The audio of that is priceless. Everybody needs to see that tape, George, and watch that video of what happens when it all goes down. Agreed?
Absolutely. It's a great video. It's a good lesson. And, you know, it teaches you just because, you know, you have a gun doesn't mean you're out to kill people. You're there to protect yourself. That's what the gun's for, to protect yourself. And
that's
your family.
Absolutely correct. And it's amazing how that firearm works without the trigger even being pulled.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Mission accomplished. Criminal off the streets. Everybody safer. Northwest Atlanta a little bit safer with this scumbag off the streets. That's where he belongs. All right, George, let's do a quick Grilling While Armed segment. Love to do this with you. It's Memorial Day weekend. A lot of people are barbecuing, okay? I'm gonna do a new recipe. I may have given this one out in the past, but this is so good that it bears repeating. Here's what you're going to need. You're going to need a boneless, skinless chicken thigh. You find them right there in your grocer's meat section. Pre-boned, pre-skinned. You can also do it yourself if you have some chicken thighs. Very easy to do. Bone it and skin it, or buy them in that fashion already. Take that thing and lay it out over two pieces of bacon in the shape of a plus sign. Lay that boned chicken, that skinless chicken, right directly over that bacon and just spread it out. You're going to need a green pepper wedge, about a half inch square. You're going to need a sweet onion. Vidalias are running at this time of year. They're great. Grab a Vidalia or any Texas sweet onion, whatever you need, and put about another inch, put that green pepper on top of it, put that onion on top of it, and then take a piece of folded provolone cheese. Fold it in half, then fold it in half again, and place it on top of that green pepper and that onion right over the center of that laid out and filleted, open, boneless, skinless chicken thigh. Now, you really do need the Texas barbecue rub for this. It really changes the flavor profile when you have it. You know that, George. You can also, I mean, if you don't have it, okay, that's okay. But you can go to Texas Barbecue Rub, Texas Barbecue, TexasBBQRub.com, and find some. Get the original or the Grand Champ. What you're going to do is put the rub all over the top of the inside of that chicken thigh. Then you're going to fold it up and wrap it in that bacon. Got me? Got that visual? Fold it up over the green pepper, the onion, wrap it up in that bacon. Use four toothpicks, one on each side. Hold that thing together. Cover it with some more Texas barbecue, original or Grand Champ rub, and stick it in a silver pan, silver tray. One of the foil trays works great. Those chicken thighs usually come in packs of six. That's perfect. Make six of them. Stick those things on indirect heat. Coals to one side, silver tray to the right. You'll bake them about an hour and 15 minutes. You'll know when they're done. The bacon will be done. When you slice those things open, oh my gosh, it is absolute heaven. I am the king of the neighborhood. My kids can't get enough of it. George, what do you pair up? What kind of sidearm do you wear when you're smoking something like that, homie?
You know, that is just a classic all-American kind of dish. Six of them in a pack. I'm thinking that means a six shooter. So I'm thinking a Smith & Wesson 686. Now, ooh, we're talking Magnum flavor here. So we're going to go with that 686 and 357 Magnum, because that's six rounds, six thighs of Magnum Power flavor. It's awesome. And, you know, you don't want to get that sticky stuff on a blued gun. So, you know, look, you know, let's make sure it's stainless steel with some good rubber grips there.
Love the pick. Give me a runner-up for that. Give me a runner-up for that.
A runner-up? Okay, let's go with an automatic. Let's go with something also kind of a classic. Let's go with the Walther PPK. And, you know, the stainless, it could be the PPKS, you know, 6+1 capacity again. But just a classic, because they're, you know, chicken thighs are kind of small, you know, kind of compact but dense.
Yeah, really that PPK though matches up with that from a size perspective, you know, too, doesn't it? I love that pick.
You know, great gun, you know, great dish. It's a dish anybody can make, you know. It's easy to do, and it's going to make you a barbecue hero. So
who used to carry that gun?
James Bond used to.
So while you're barbecuing, follow me here. Walk with me here. So while you're barbecuing and you're cooking those boneless, skinless, bacon-wrapped, stuffed chicken thighs covered in Texas barbecue rub, because it's Memorial Day weekend, right?
Oh, absolutely.
You can actually say this during the day and get away with it because you're not working. I'll have mine shaken, not stirred. Ooh, I like the PPK better than the Smith & Wesson pick for that, George. I got to tell you, I like the runner-up.
Do you? They're both
I do.
Good. And if you opt with either one, neither one is an incorrect answer. But, you know, they're both good. They're both classics. Classic dish meets classic guns. So.
All right, George, what's flying off the shelves? Where are you selling guns in North Carolina, and what's flying off your shelf?
Well, you know, at Point Blank Range, We've got one in Mooresville. We got one in Matthews, right outside the Greater Charlotte area. We're selling a lot of the new Glocks, of course.
And that's the Glock 43, right?
Yeah, the new 43. That's okay. Stack. And we're also doing a lot of the Springfield XDs, the XDMs, and the Compact XDS.
Okay, those are great little guns. Yeah. George, in the essence of time, I got to hold you back on that one, but I appreciate you jumping on the program. If you would, hold through the break at the top of this hour. I would appreciate
it
very much.
Not a problem.
I like your picks. I have to go with that Walther PPK. I really like that pick with the chicken thighs. If you're interested in that recipe, visit us over. George, give the Facebook page out. Grilling While What?
GrillingWhileArmed.com and also Grilling While Armed on Facebook. Just go to Facebook and search for Grilling While Armed. You'll find us.
And you will find us on there. George and I are working on the Grilling While Armed cookbook. I know we've been telling you that, but the manuscript is in the publisher's hands. So bear with us. Bear with us. I promise you, Grilling While Armed will be out. George Hill, the Mad Ogre, you can read him at madogre.com. He's been blogging before you knew what the word meant. I'm Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom. When we come back, we're going to be talking with Paul Vallone of Grassroots North Carolina and Crossbreed Holsters. We're going to give away that Facebook shooters pack. Remember, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. There are dinosaurs out there. I'm Mark Walters, and I'll be back right after this.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org.